Easy Tigers, I hope everyone's fine and dandy. Welcome back as always. Let's just take a minute while we absorb this incredible footage done by the drone. Unbelievable, eh? You can get some serious angles up in the air. It's like a free... Do you know what it's like? It's like CCTV. It's like my own little CCTV in the sky. It can go wherever it wants. It's flipping incredible. But anyway, today we're going to be focusing on this part, exactly where the tip of the arrow is. Exactly where the tip of their arrow is. I found a little hatch open on an abandoned part of the Star City. We're going to go down and have a little deep dive and see what's the guan in this place. Some serious nugs were found in there. Hello, matey. Here he is, sitting on the wall, up to no good. Easy, guys. Boom. Here we go. So, there's the little hatch that I noticed that was open, and that's the wall I was sitting on up there at the top, up in here. So let's just have a little 360 pan round just to see what's going on. And this is where we'll be going down and looking down there. Now, this is a very interesting feature down here because I'm telling you, this was something to do with the distribution of water. But we'll go and have a look at that. I don't know if it was ornamental or if it was for like actual drinking water and cleaning water. I don't know. But water was being pumped from this specific part that we're going to walk into. Also, take note as we descend into the complex, shall we say. It goes from the modern stones, to the old stones, to the GP. And here we are. And also, check the angles it was poured. So this one was done in a straight, complete straight line. Well, that's obviously where it was cut down, thinking about it. They cut it down on a straight line here, so they could build on upwards. Building on up. But then you can see as we go down, this was actually cast in 45 degree angles, which makes sense, like if you're creating some sort of cylinder to go down in a tube for stairs to go in. It's mad stuff. And you know, these are not like, I don't know what you'd want to call them, like joint marks in geology, because when you start going to other parts of the structure, just even outside here, you can see that it's been done in square blocks, in completely flat square blocks. But we'll speed this up anyway, because we're not interested in that. I want to show you the nugs that I found outside. Have a look at this. Right, check this out, because this was phenomenal. So this was, what I got an impression here was like some sort of like maintenance part. So the water obviously always has to come from above and go to below. And that's what's going on here. This water was distributed from this point here. And you'll see that, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's just take a minute and look at the surroundings. Look at the GOP and look at the ancient block work. And then also, you need to take note of all the channel marks and chase marks. And the idea is to spot out which ones are naturally for chase marks and which are just cracks. And the same with... look at this. You can see that this box here, something come down the wall in this little chase mark that you can see right here. And went into this box. Not that there. That's just, I was just feeling a bit of wood. It seemed to have petrified. It felt like a bit of sand, to be honest with you. But this box here, so something went here specific. Something specific went there and then it went elsewhere. So you can see that it went up and down from here. And again, you can see a chase mark in the wall. But I don't know if it's chasing. It just seems like imprints. Obviously, some sort of service went there. Maybe it was pipes. Maybe this was generating power through water. But you can see this like channel mark going to the square, and then you've got another one next to it, one below it. What a guan. What a guan, eh? It's very peculiar stuff. Again, you can see these like blocks, or should we say slabs, that are into the wall. You know that services are behind them. Look at that. See, that was not carved, that was pushed, that was put into some sort of humongous frame molding. And we've worked out probably on macro bigger scales. On bigger scales, they use iron sheets, which is common sense, to hold the weight of the stone. Imagine a stone the size of, like, do the mathematics, I don't know, 20 foot by 20 foot, you know. But anyway, we've got this stone channel here that I've noticed, and there's quite a bit of it, underneath the ground that I'll show you in a minute. And there's some sort of render on the wall here. I don't know what that's about. But this is not a bad little video. It's just me like coming in and basically exploring this left abandoned part of the Star City, or the Cymac pattern, or whatever you want to call it. But look under here, boom, you could see. By the way, in the center of this little cavity where we are, not this cavity here, but on the ground level up here, there, that's a well. It's been filled in with concrete. And you can also see that there's these little bits of channel. This place has just been smashed up. Look, you can see that this is the little channels. And the ones in the back on the right-hand side, they've been filled in. And then the water obviously went through here. And on the other side of this, by the way, going down the building is two chase marks. But I'll show you anyway. So the water was coming through here. And it's madness. So water was obviously coming to this point and then being distributed from this point. And I'm going to use the word gravity fed. Because we're quite high above sea level here. I don't know how the water got to this point because there's nothing really above us. Like we're very high up in the structure. So I don't know how water got to this point. Again, you can see that the water left down here. And there's always these squares that are next to these little channel marks. I believe they're for valves or something like that. Maybe pressure reducing valves or stop valves or something like that. I don't know, but it's clear that's what it is. There's something for that. I even found a scorpion here, for Christ's Jiminy Cricket. So here is the old famous, what I talk about, the old chase marks with the slabs going over them. But this one's all in situ, in good condition. I wonder what went there. I wonder why there's like five holes there. Perfect holes, not like they're drilled or anything. With bits of wood in them, by the way. So this is the old channel mark. I guess a cable or a pipe went there. And when I meant earlier, I said ornamental water. I mean, look at this. What went here? You can see the chase mark where the little brick blocks are. Like, what went here? Like, it's crazy stuff. When you see all this stuff, these are not just squares and holes. These all had purpose. Sorry. I'm not very good at zooming in on the old GoPro yet. I don't think it's actually designed for that. But again, so here we go. We're just going to walk into another part now. This is very old. Very, very old. Okay, it's just done in sections. There's bits of render on the wall. There's, like I said, this is in the limestone now, yeah? Okay, this is the geopolymer. Straight up limestone. Now, this is an old toilet. This has to be connected to the old waste system. That's incorporated into the building, no? And look in here. I don't know. This to me, this part here seems like prison cells. But you can see that there's a bit of render on the wall. I don't know what went on there. And a little, like, prison bars. It really does feel like a prison, this part. But what a lovely view. I wouldn't mind being banged up here, I tell you. I'll tell you that for nothing. What a lovely view, eh? But see how high we are above sea level. So if the water's getting distributed from above where I am now, because I'm walking downhill, if the water's being pumped, how is the water getting to the top where I'm standing? Where them channels were for the water to go and the well. How did the water get pumped up to that point to be distributed down? Because at the bottom of all this, by the way, I forgot to mention, at the bottom of all this where we are is what I call the apartments. So when I say ornamental or water, I mean, were they for fountains, or was it for water for like a mains coming into a property, or public water? Like, what was it? But all I know is there was like a point where the water was being sucked up in that little geopolymer cavity where we was, and then distributed down to this ground level down here where I'm looking at now, because that's where the apartments are. What a beautiful view. Again, you can see a bit of render on the wall. This is a nice bit of old school render. Don't know if it's ancient, but it seems quite old. And quite thick. It's about half an inch thick, 15 mil. There or thereabouts. Again, this is the GP. And with render, there's render here as well. Straight onto the GP. Eh? So that's why it's scratched up. So you can see that the render is on the wall. And it, so the render could adhere to the wall, could stick to the wall without falling off. So that's why you've got all these tool marks running around all over the wall. And it works hand in hand, because the people that are in control of what we think and what we see in here and what we're taught, they say that these scratch marks are purely because these were cut with hand tools. But, oh well, don't worry about it. Let's just enjoy the show, this little walk and talk. Underneath here, the render, you can see this. It exposes the sections. Look at the sections where it's cast. But look at this. What was this place? What was this place? Someone tell me. Someone tell me. Like, it really does feel like an old world prison as well, especially when I'm up in this place. See, and that's the other thing, you don't really know. Look at that, look how well rendered this place was. This specific part. Specific, not Pacific. I'm gonna put on the iron sheet. Satan is an evil ass man. I love these sort of places, you know. I love going to places where no one's been for a really long time, a real long time. Some old electrical equipment. I don't know what they were. They were probably some sort of like radio equipment for World War II or something like that. I don't know. I'm not an expert in that sort of thing. And here we go. So it brings you out to this. I mean, you're not actually. I don't think you're allowed here, by the way, because don't forget when is that little hatch. And to get to that point, there was a hole in the fence. I don't know. And then when you're out on this side, you can actually see the macro scale of this structure. It is phenomenal. And you can faintly see like the slab work where the surfaces are hidden behind the slabs. Running from top to bottom, you can see the windows. You can see where the GP's been cut down and they've put the old world block work on top of that. What an incredible... How can people sit there and say this was natural? Like, why would you sit there and cut all these squidge marks into it and these straight lines? It don't make no sense, does it, to do it that way? But this is very interesting little area. This bit. You're not actually allowed down on the ground no more down there, but the thing is, what's happened is one of the cavities, there's been a cavity that's opened up in the ground and it's exposed. It basically exposed like an arch and then a tunnel going into the structure, going in. And the tunnel was lined, the GP, so it was like an arch made of the GP. So it was the actual part of the structure. So even though we're looking at the ground level there, it actually goes down a lot more. A lot more. I might do a video on it. I'll show you actually. Like, even walking along here is, I think it's forbidden, you're not allowed up there. But it's really interesting because you can see like bits that have been filled in, bits that have been blocked up. And not only that, you're getting a good view because you're probably, I'd say, about where I am now, probably about 60 feet above that, the current ground level, not the sea level, because even on the ground level down there, it's still probably, I'd say, about another 60 foot above sea level. Where I am now, I'm definitely about 100 foot above that sea level, definitely. So where the bus is, where that little mini bus is, there's more to go down. But what an incredible little place. It'd be a really nice place to have a barbecue. Obviously, you're never going to be able to do that up there, but that is some big wall on the left-hand side, no? Look at the size of that. Like, imagine what it looked like before the geopolymer was cut down. Imagine it. It must have been humongous. What a massive wall that is, you know? And that is just one little section of it. We're looking at about 1% of this structure, by the way. It goes all the way to the next town, Floriana. And it goes all the way back to St. Elmo. Like, it's one humongous macro structure. And Valletta, the city, people walk about at the top of this and say that is the ground level, and they go underground, but actually they're going into the structure that we've just been staring at. They go into this here. Crazy, right? Crazy. I mean, look at it. You can see all the apartments down on the left-hand side running, or sorry, on the right-hand side going up that road where the cars are. It's full of apartments. And also noticed, I mean, look at this. Look at this. If that geopolymer was so weak, then why did they keep it? Why did they build a city on top of it? You know, it's phenomenal stuff. It really is phenomenal stuff. We'll get to the bottom of it, I promise you. I promise you. We're out here collecting nugs. So we will get to the bottom of it. I appreciate your time. Thanks for watching this video. And it would really help me out if you could give the video a like, you know, and a subscribe and a comment and a share. And obviously support the work if you can. One love, guys. Ta-da. Ta-da's.